This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue with our study, 2 great questions asked by Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, when he said, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Already we have noted what is involved in these two questions. That is, the two basic elements involved in the two questions. First, the world, and secondly, the soul. Then we have looked somewhat at the first question. We're not through with that question, but we have indicated in the first question, which very likely is intended by the Lord for us to ask on this side of death, that is, before we die, we're to ask ourselves, what if I were to gain the whole world? What then would be the case? What would I gain? And I've already discussed the fact that you would gain something which cannot really satisfy the heart. Now, the second thing you would gain if you gained the whole world on this side of death, you would gain something which would not be a slave or a servant, but which would be a master. For instance, we note in Matthew chapter 19, the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and asked, "What must I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him to keep the commandments, and he said, "I've done this from my youth up. What lack I yet?" And the Lord said, "Go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and come thou and follow me." But the Bible tells us very sadly that the young man turned and went away sorrowful, and it assigns the reason, for he was one that had great possessions. You know, Jesus makes clear in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, that we must, in order to be saved, in order to be pleasing to him, we must love him more than anything or anyone else. But this young man loved his wealth, he loved his money more than he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many people who love money more than Christ. That's why they will not become Christians. There are people who love money. There are people who love power. There are people who love intellectual learning. There are people who love sensual pleasure. There are people who love power, the acclaim of the multitudes, more than they do Christ, and will not follow him for that reason. And so they gain something that, instead of becoming a servant to bring them great happiness, becomes a master to destroy them. This young man, as the record is given in Matthew chapter 19, was a young man who had a great many qualities. In fact, the Bible tells us that as the Lord saw him departing, it says of him that he loved him. He had good qualities. No doubt he was a fine young moral man, but he had this at least one great defect, that he loved his money more than he loved truth and right, more than he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a sad situation that in our nation today, among the young people especially, there is so much taking of drugs, of dope, of drink, of sexual immorality, and all of the things that go with turning away from God, as we read about in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through the end of that chapter. And many times these young people have been deluded into thinking that only if I can be involved in drinking and smoking and drugs and all of that, then my life will be wonderful and I will really be having fun, not realizing that the really great happiness of life comes only by being right with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you should gain the whole world, you will gain something that cannot really satisfy your heart. You'll gain something that will be a master that will rule you rather than you ruling it. Think of how many lives have been destroyed because of alcohol. Think of how many lives have been destroyed because of the abuse of drugs. And I plead with especially every young person, not to allow yourself to be caught into the habit of drinking alcohol or the taking of drugs. Turn your life to Christ to gain the real inspirational highs of life, and your life will be what it ought to be. Our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study, 2 great questions which Jesus asked.